show thing made good. Yes, sir. Thought you started that now. Rough Razor. Okay. All right now. All right now. Thank you, Brother Davis. We needed that, I tell you. God bless you. Good to see you. And boy, you know your son, that song like you really mean it. I'm in the glory land with you. 1 John 5:13, these things were written that we may know. That we may know. You did get a insert as we continue to build. Philippians 2:12, working on our salvation with fear and trembling. So let's go ahead and begin tonight our lesson. John chapter 12. Tonight, I'm still just so mindset on that concept of Philippians 4:12. I tell you what, if you have not marked Philippians 4:12 and tied that in over to James 4:7, submit to resist to draw, so you can obey, so you can abound. We're going to see a little bit of that tonight. Jesus had to obey in order for him to bound, for him to say, the hour has come. The hour has come. We talked about that in Philippians chapter 2 a little bit, didn't we? Well, we talked about being found in the fashion of man. He humbled himself, amen, and became obedient to death, even the death of the cross. So I hope that you have marked that and put it somewhere in your book. That's your book, amen. And I hope that each of you have been utilizing your accountability sheets that we're utilizing and being truthful as we, 2 Corinthians 13:5, examine ourselves to see whether we are in the faith. So beginning in verse 13, that word Hosanna simply means save me, Lord, or help me, Lord. And that's a quote out of Psalms 118. You might want to write that 25 through 26. Psalms 118, 25 to 26. When it says here that it took branches of palm trees and went forth to meet him and cried, Hosanna, Hosanna. You know, that need to be our attitude about when it comes to Jesus, amen. To help me, save me, Lord, keep me, Lord, that I may understand your holy and divine will. Go with me to Ephesians chapter 4. I want to share another scripture with you. Ephesians chapter 5. When verse 17, when he talks about, wherefore be ye not unwise, but understand what is the will of the Lord. See, and then go on, tie that Peter in there, desire the sentiment of the word that you may grow thereby. He says, Hosanna, blessed is the King of Israel that cometh. Look what he said now, oh Jesus. In the what? Name, in the name of the Lord. Question, how can God help you? How can God save you if it's not done by his authority? Did y'all hear what I just said? The reason why I'm saying that, because we got people who wants to be unfaithful, or people wants to do thy will versus God's will, but still want God to help them or save them when they're not doing things by his authority. Y'all hear what I just said? See, God help those who are faithful. See, look at your sheet there. Go back and look at your sheet there. See, when you look at your sheet there, when you look at the divisions of the Bible there, and we're going to number these and get these right for you here, okay? And when you look at the division of the Bible here, when you look at Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the divisions of the New Testament there, we're going to get them numbered here. So I say turn to page 8, you'll know what one it is, okay? When we look at the 21 books over here, see, this is what we believe in. To get saved, amen, to live, to be rewarded, okay? If you want to pull yours out, you want to write that in there, you may write that in there. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, what do we believe in? Mark 16:16, to get saved in the church, am I right? And then you even got an example here, am I right? Go back to this sheet here to see how everybody else did it in the book of Acts, am I right? Y'all see that? You see how I'm flipping from one to another? See how you see from Acts chapter 2, 44, 47, all the way down to Acts 19:5, all the examples that we have of those who were saved, am I right? Amen? See, based on God's name or based on God's authority. Let me ask you a question. When you go to all these examples, I hope some of you start doing it this week. I started doing mine this week. That is, started Acts 2, 41, went to 47, 4, 4, 5, 14, 6, 1 through 6, 7. And the reason why you're doing that, not so much that you're going to memorize it, brother, but your Bible is the most precious thing that you possess. It's better than your checking account. It's better than your deed, because that deed going to stay here when you die. Your checking account going to stay here when you're going to die. But this here, once you understand this here and be transformed by the renewing of your mind, this is going to give you eternal life. Amen. Amen. This is going to give you heaven. Amen. What you say, basic instruction before leaving earth and what Bible stands for? Ain't that what y'all say? Okay, so what I'm saying is that when you look at what he's saying here in relationship, y'all see how good that works? When you use it, and guess what? It's going to get good and good. I started to give y'all Exodus tonight. I started to give y'all that tonight too, but I don't want to give you too much. So Sunday you're going to get Exodus. Some of y'all might not finish Genesis, right? So you got to finish Genesis before you can get Exodus. Does that make sense? Am I right? See, before long we're going to get into those 17 prophecies too. And we're going to look at that to see what we're talking about that. See, it's a growing process that we're talking about, amen, in relationship to understanding what is the will of the Lord. But go back to verse 13, see, that's what he's saying here, because see, by that word name, you should be right, Matthew 28, amen, 18 through 20, all authority is given to him in heaven and earth, amen, to be the king of Israel, that he can save us. Y'all see that? See, he saved us because of the prophecies, amen, of Genesis 3:15. Pull your sheet out again. Here's Genesis, amen. I want you to see it, amen. Because it's here, right? It's here, right? It's here, right? See, I got my accountability sheet right there. See, okay? So it's here in relationship. When you look at it, y'all see right here? See, it says here, Genesis 3:15, 4:25, 9:27, 12:3, 21:12, 25:23, 49:10, through the seed of Seth, Shem, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, through Judah, whereby Jesus was born through Judah, the first son, am I right, of Jacob, am I right? Am I right? Jacob had 12 sons, but they became the 12 tribes of Israel, that makes him the king of Israel. Now, when you get into Exodus, Leviticus, and Numbers, we get a little bit further, you're going to see even a little bit more clear that the Holy Spirit says here, even in verse 13, that he became the king of Israel, amen, that it can be done by the authority of the Lord, that he can be called Hosanna. Now, this is what you should underline. Underline that word Hosanna, and just write that word. Hosanna means that he's going to save us, he's going to help us. We're saved so he can help us, right? Am I right? Because he is the king of Israel, am I right? Am I right? That is by Jesus' authority. And y'all talking about it ain't a blessing to be a member of the Church of Christ. Amen. Only us can get that. Amen. Am I right? Only we who are in Christ Jesus, amen, who do things by his authority, because Jesus is our King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Am I right? See, he's our anointed one. Am I right? That we can say, Hosanna to the high. Same thing that they said. It's an archetype of Romans 15:4. Whatsoever things are written aforetime are written for our learning. Amen. Even though this happened before Jesus even was crucified. Right. See, Jesus in intensive Jerusalem, amen, and 6 days later, he going to die on the cross. Am I right? See, this is the Sunday before he died on the cross. Because the day of what? Pentecost, am I right? See, and this is what happened in there in relationship. So underline that word name, I mean by his authority, the name of not Mohammed, the name, not the name of the Pope, not the name of Allah, but the name of Jesus, who is the King of Israel, based on the prophecy of the Old Testament, those 39 books. So y'all see why it's so important that when I say 5, 12, 5, 17, y'all know what I'm talking about? And see, you should be able to say the same thing, because in your mindset, you are saying that Jesus came through the seed of Abraham, Seth, Jacob, Judah, am I right? To be the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords of Israel, that he may help us, that he may save us by Jesus' authority, because God gave him all authority and power. Amen. Y'all with me? You got to see it. And you can't get it nowhere but in the church. Amen. You can't get it nowhere but in the church. See? And I want that mindset for you to believe that. Because you got people, let me tell you something. If people understood what I'm saying tonight, we all be speaking the same thing. We all be of the same mind. You wouldn't see all this foolishness that exists in the church today, all the things that they're doing. What Paul said in Acts 20:29, when I depart, I agree with you, and I span the flock speaking perverse doctrine, you wouldn't have perverse doctrines in the church, because we would be so glad for Jesus to be our King of Kings and Lord of Lords, that when we get in trouble or when we get in turmoil, we can say, Hosanna to the highest. Lord, save me. Help me. Amen. Am I right? Am I right? And that's the point that we need to see. But here we go again. You're not going to see it if you don't abase. Because see, if you don't never abase, you can't abound. If you don't never abase, you're not going to what? Abound. See, we got to seek to resist, to draw, am I right? To be humble so he can exalt you. See, so that spirit of pride don't seek in. See, when pride seek in, pride gonna nullify everything else. See, you become haughty, or you become monetary, or when you become your own will, see, that's going to supersede God's will. Amen. See, why would you need God when you think you got it all, you all that, and this and that? Y'all with me? It ain't going to happen. Amen. Am I right? See, y'all see what I'm saying? See, it's not going to work if you don't abase and abound. That's really why I'm tying that up. Y'all see what I'm saying there? See? And Jesus, when he found a young man, we sat there as the ring. We talked about that last week. Fear not, the daughter of Zion. Behold. Behold the Lord. I ain't drunk. Behold the Lord, behold, the King cometh, and he sitteth on an ass coat. And that's found out Zechariah 9:9, okay, and Psalm 17. You need to mark that and go back and look at that, Zechariah 9:9, okay? And these things understood not the disciples at first, see, but when Jesus was glorified, and tie that back in Acts chapter 1, see, he was glorified when his will was done, and he ascended back to heaven. Mission complete. He glorified, then remembered they that these things were written of him, and that they had done these things unto him. And see, another point too. You remember John 14:26, 15:26, 16:13? He gonna bring back remembrance of all these things that I had taught you when they went into Jerusalem and tarried till they be endured with powers from on high. See, when they was endured from that powers on high, then they what? They remembered. But they did not remember until power, what, came a part of their life. Right? Same analogy today. Romans 1:16. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. The gospel is the power. The word is the power. Am I right? Know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. When you put power in the Holy Spirit, see, you're going to remember. Amen. How you put power there? Study. See, you put power there through study to show thyself approved unto God. When you're too busy to study God's word, something wrong with you. And you call yourself a Christian. Amen. See, you're playing in the hands of the devil. Amen. You are facing a losing situation. Because see, when you ain't got no power, you ain't got no hope. See, they could not remember. See, they did not remember what Jesus had told them until Jesus was glorified. Isn't that what it said? Isn't that what it said? Jesus wasn't glorified till he mission complete. See, he getting ready to send back to heaven, Acts chapter 1. Then they remembered. See, same way with us today. How you going to remember, how you going to know when you don't study? Amen? You can't do it. How in the world are you going to study the Bible when you don't know what the Bible is? Amen? You understand God's purpose. You understand God's intent. Go to Ephesians 3 right quick. See, that's what he talked about. See, that's what blows my mind. Ephesians 3, okay? See, the Ephesians 3:10, he talks about that. To the intent, see, Ephesians 3:10, that now unto principalities and powers in heavenly places, spiritual things might be known by the church, right? The manifold wisdom of God. That's the reason why we got James 1:25, the perfect law of liberty. According to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus, our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by faith in Jesus, of him. You see, it just didn't pop up. It was purpose, it was intended. See, Ephesians 1:3, before the foundation of the world. See, in relationship to understanding what is the will of God. So go back to John right quick. He said these things, see, understood not his disciples. Hey, you reckon that's the reason why people don't understand today? Because they try to understand without power, without study, without substance, right? Faith is substance, right? Of things hoped for, right? And evidence of things not seen, right? See, study to show thyself approved so you can rightly divide. Am I right? See, Romans 1:16, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation. So the gospel is power that we receive through substance we receive by study. That gives us what? Understanding. So that we be not unwise. But we understand what is the will of the Lord. Well, how can you not understand? Okay, question. Think about this now. Who wants to think? When you got 66 books in the Bible, right, and you don't understand how it works, can it benefit you? Seriously. If you don't know how the 27 work on the new, would it work? Because you don't understand God's purpose, right? See, when you go back to your sheet here on Genesis here, when we look at these verses here, when it talks about Genesis 3:15, Genesis 4:25, 9:27, 12:13, and you tie all that in, amen, to God's intent and purpose, and then just tie it in to John chapter 12 and verse 13, where he talked about he is the king of Israel. What made him the king of Israel? What made him the king of Israel, that is, God's will was done. Amen. You remember I told you Sunday, when you get this sheet, take it home with you. Open up the book of Genesis. Mark that. Mark that. Mark that. But see, when we get to Exodus, we're going to go a little bit further. Amen. When we get to Deuteronomy, we're going to go a little bit further. Amen. When we get to Leviticus, we're going to go a little bit further. When we get to Numbers, we're going to go a little bit further. Well, how are you going to go to Deuteronomy, Exodus, Deuteronomy, Leviticus, and Numbers, and on if you don't start in Genesis? Amen. Y'all see what I'm saying? See, then then you're going to be just like these apostles. See, these apostles could not understand because they were ignorant. Why you think he gave them the indwelling, the miraculous indwelling of the Holy Spirit? So that they can remember. Do y'all get tired of hearing me say? John 14:26, 15:26, 16:13. Y'all understand what I'm saying? See, Mark 9:1, Luke 24:45. See, go all the way down to 1 Corinthians 13, go all the way down to James 1:25. And I know we're missing some, but see, those right there connect us and show us how we got what power, amen. Am I right? So that we can be not ignorant, amen, but that we can what? Remember. So when we say Hosanna, the word Hosanna means, Lord, save us, Lord, help us, because you are King of Israel, and we're doing all this here in the name of Jesus, about Jesus' authority. Am I right? See? That's the reason why, brother, let me tell you something. If we can't prove it, we can't use it. It makes no difference who's doing it. It makes no difference how crazy it sounds. But if we can prove it in the book, brother, we got to do it. Amen. See, I don't care how much against the norm it may be. We may be the only church in Birmingham that believe that. But as long as we can go to God's word and prove it, amen, and examine it and test it, y'all know what? It's all right with me. Ain't all right with you? Amen. See, that's the danger. And I say it all the time. I read about that last. See, when Deuteronomy 4:2, Spirit, you did a wonderful job when you preached. You get that tape of his? You get that tape when he preached a couple weeks ago? Spirit, you need to listen to it. Deuteronomy 4:2, Proverbs 30 and 6, and Revelation 20:18-19. See, when the Bible says don't add to, don't take away. See, when you add to God's word, see, that's a law of sowing. And when you sow wrong, you're going to reap wrong. Right? Is that right or wrong? See, I say this all the time. See, when you go back and look at apostolic doctrine, Acts 2:42, and they continue steadfast in the apostles' doctrine and the fellowship and breaking the bread, and when we go back and look by command, or example, or as inferred, see what we're doing it in the name of Jesus, amen. The reason why we're doing it, because see, we want Jesus to be what? Our King of Israel, amen, so we can say what? Hosanna, right? Because anytime we get out of the name, we lose the blessings, am I right? Because John 9:31 said, well, sin is God at what? It's just that simple, right? So when you see that, and you go back and you study, and you look at what the early church did, either by command, example, as inferred, but brethren, don't it make sense that we do the same thing? Right or wrong? Regardless of what other people do. But because Paul said, when I depart, grieve with me, and then I span the flock, speaking perverse, because people have spoke perverse and added, see, added and took away, that's the reason why the church so messed up today. You know why? Because we are creatures of choice. Amen. If you went to the store and you want some ice cream, and then it has but one kind, what you going to get? But when you go in there, Baskin Robbins, and see 32 flavors, what you got to do? You got to make a choice. And you ever been there? It's just like going to eat at a smoker's bar, right? And they got 10 different meats. You ain't got to eat 10. But we do. You know why? Because it's there. Am I right? Now you go to a restaurant and you get one meat and two sides. That's all you're going to what? That's all you see. Hey, am I right? And then most of us too cheap to pay for a third side. You know what I'm saying? You may want one, but you won't pay for it. But see, choice is dangerous. See, choice is dangerous when we don't know how to make right choices. Because see, we're creatures of what we see, lust and eye, right? We are creatures of what we desire, right? And we are creatures based on what everybody else is doing. See, a lot of us do things and we do them, and we don't know if right or wrong. We do it just because everybody else is doing it. Am I right? So, see, that latest Bible class that's going around in Birmingham, see, a lot of these ladies are doing it. They don't know what's right or what's wrong. They're just doing it because it's the latest Bible class. But they don't know because they don't study. They don't have no substance there to be able to make an intelligent decision from the Word. What I mean by that, just like Sunday, when we get that big old pretty, you get it? Chart. You know, when they got the organization set within the organization, you know, where you can buy your ads and put your ads and buy your t-shirt, and they're just commercializing the gospel, amen, to do their will. Now, most people look at that and say, man, ain't that wonderful? Man, people are going to come from all over the United States. I'm going to get you in a minute. They're going to come from all over the United States, and we're going to be in Montgomery on the banks of the river. But a zeal, but not according to what? See, that's the point I'm saying. When we fail to understand how power works, then we begin to let our will supersede God's will, then we got a problem. Go ahead, my brother. You can. Speak for yourself. See, that's that choice. See, that's your choice. That's right. That's it. That's right. That's right. Go to Genesis. I just want you to read the account with Eve and the devil. I want you to listen at the language. Ain't the devil doing the same thing what he just said? Huh? And that's the way the devil works, right? That's the reason they say he's cunning, right? See, he's cunning. He's a liar, amen? See, he's a raving. You understand what I'm saying? That's his nature. That's the way he worked, amen? But see, that's the point we're saying. See, when we as individuals, and this individual choice we have to make, right? When we fail to do the thing that we need to do in order to grow, in order to have understanding, in order to have system, in order to submit, to resist, to draw, to humble, to be exalted. See, the devil know what state you in. Am I right? See, and if the devil has the audacity, and I still can't figure out why the devil would tempt Jesus for. Because he's the devil. He's the devil, right? But start reading Genesis. I want you to listen and read aloud. I want you to hear the language the devil and Eve had with one another. Now start right there. Now don't that tell you something? He's more cunning than anything that the Lord made. But go ahead.
And he said to the woman.
Who he talking to? See, first of all, don't the Bible say resist the devil? And he'll what? First of all, she had no business even talking to him. Am I right? See, the Bible says avoid all appearance of what? Either come ye out from among them, right? Be ye separate, say the Lord, right? Turn not tail, not hand. See, the first problem we have is being with the devil. See, that was our first mistake right there. Am I right? See, how many times I tell you, it ain't but two forces, good and evil, right? Either you of God or you of the devil. Can you be half God, half devil? Half right, half wrong? Y'all understand what I'm saying? See, I say all the time, well, if they're not Christian, if they're not faithful Christian, their own conclusion is they're the devil, right? Am I right? We work with the devil, don't we? The devil all around us, amen. Am I right? See, that's where you got to see it. Now, they might not be as cunning as the devil, or they might not be as slick of the devil, but all sin is sin, am I right? That's where you got to see it. Am I right? See, so what they say she was doing?
Said
to the woman.
Has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden?
Wait a minute. The devil quoted Genesis 2:15, didn't he? Didn't he? See, the devil know Bible just like we know Bible, don't he? Am I right? He know it to the point the Bible says in James that he trembled. Am I right? He trembled at the power of God. Amen. Amen. So he quoting scripture now. Am I right? See, go ahead on now. Come on, read on.
And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden.
Start right there. So when you look at the patriarchal age, patriarch being father, right? Well, God speaks to the head of the household, right? So then Adam had told Eve what God had said. Am I right? Because there wasn't no written word. Am I right? So God, Adam had to tell Eve what God had said because she could never repeat it. Am I right? Am I? Y'all see how the Bible is right? Go ahead, read a little further.
But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die.
Lest you die.
And the serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die.
All right.
For God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing
ain't that something? That's good. Y'all see what I'm talking about? See. But see, if you don't know 1 John 5:13, amen, when you can't rightly divide 2 Timothy 2:15, am I right? See, when you can't make an intelligent spiritual decision, how you going to win? You understand what I'm saying? Go back to verse 13, John 12:13. They said, Hosanna, this is the King of Israel. Am I right? In the name of our Lord, amen. See, that's the point I'm saying. See, that word means that he can save you and help you, but he got to be your king, but you got to do things by his authority. Am I right? That word Lord means what ruler don't it? Amen. That's what it means. See? And until we understand that, brethren, see, we're in trouble. See, go ahead, my brother. Yeah. Wait a minute, Randy. You just said something. Ain't that something? He's still working today that way. Who God dealing with? Who now? Whoa. But you say Satan went through the woman. So don't even today when we know Ephesians 5:25, husband love your wife, you are Christ, I love the church, where Christ is the head, man the head of the wife. See, in relationship to understand how God set things in motion, see, the devil still operate through the weaker vessel. And then we who are weak men, let it happen. Question, do you think that Adam had to disobey God too? Why did he do it? Huh? You're a weak man. He didn't have to. He didn't have to die. Did he? The point to be made, brother, anytime you digress from God's word, anything you set things in motion, your will versus God's will. Galatians 6, what you sow is what you reap. That's a principle, brother, and you just can't get around it. You understand? Anytime you break down, you think about relationship, then we'll get back to you since you brought it up, okay? All right, Genesis 2:23, leave your father, leave your mother, you know, twain cleave, and you be one. See, in relationship to man being the head, go back to Genesis chapter 3, where he said, so said the law. See, Timothy talked about that. Am I right? He said, so said the law. That's the reason why, right? And this is what you need to tell them. Women got to keep silent in the church, because man will always rule over you. Amen. And that's what it said? Is that right? So, say what? Well, I'll tell you what, talk to God. Talk to God. I ain't got nothing. I didn't say it. God said it. That's what I'll tell him. That's what I'll tell him. I'm serious. I didn't say it. Let me tell you something. When I was working in the paper business, people would come to me, I don't like to read the Birmingham News. I didn't write it. It was my job. Half time, I didn't read it. I just delivered it. You need to go on downtown on 4th Avenue and talk to them. But I wasn't in it. You see, that's the same thing. See, let me tell you something. You can't argue with somebody want they will. See, if they don't want their will, ain't nothing I can do about it. See, the Bible says one thing. If you find your brother in fault, go to him. If he hear you, you have gained a brother. Now, if he don't hear you, go get somebody else. If he hear you, you have gained a brother. Then tell it to the church. And then they still don't want to listen. Brother, we got a soul to save. And we got to keep the dust. Move on. This fellowship, move on. Because see, I can't make you obey the gospel. You can't make me obey the gospel. You can't make you do right. The only thing we can do is do what the Bible tells us to do. Amen. Because see, let me tell you something. Until they have that desire. But see, you're not going to never have that desire when sin is always there. Because sin nullifies truth. The seed, Luke 8:11, can't penetrate. So what I'm saying is, you find people like that, and not only her, but you got preachers like that. You got elders like that. You got a whole lot of people like that. I mean, the preacher that with W.C. Edwards, see, all those guys over there, you understand what I'm saying? Even what they're saying going on over there at Sandusky. See? Somebody say, well, they're going to sue the church. You can't sue the church. They want half of the money back. See, when you do things wrong, when you start off wrong, you're going to end up wrong. So that don't surprise me. See? Because, see, everything got to be done by authority. What's the authority? The book. And when these sisters or brothers, whoever they may say, well, I just don't see it. You don't want to see it. But the only way you're going to see it, I'm going to tell you this here, the only way you're going to see it is you got to get out the way and let God get in the way. And the only way I know you got to do that is that you got the base. All right? You got, how you a base? You got to seek. You got to resist. You got to draw. See, and then once you do that, then he'll humble you. Because he can't humble you when sin is there, when you don't want to be humble. Right? See, and that's the only thing that I'm saying. So those are the kind of people, well, I love them and I feel sorry for them, but it's their charge. I didn't make the charge for them. Right? See, and that's the point. Go ahead, my brother. Okay, good. Ephesians 1:3. She did it. That's the whole point we're saying. That's right. That's right. Well, let me ask you a question then. woman's a Christian too, right? A woman got a soul to save too, right? It's a two-way street, right? So what woman want to disobey God, right? To do her will against God's will, see, in relationship to what God say, right? Because when you use it, right, when you step out your place to be something God never intended for you to be, you sin too, right? Right or wrong? So who would want to do that? Am I right? You understand what I'm saying? See, it's a two-way street. You got your role, she got her role. Am I right? But see, in all of her roles to work, you have to be subject. You have to be submissive. See, and you have to be submissive to the word. You have to be subject to the word. Amen. Am I right? Y'all remember the seminar? See, I see it's in your book, right? See, it got conflict in there, right? You use the word conflict. Conflict is nothing but two opposite sides. Well, it can't be two opposite sides because it ain't but one way, right? So when conflict arrives, can't both be right. But I know what the answer is. What the answer is? In the book. The Bible will solve all conflicts, am I right? The problem is we don't want to go there. Why? Because we got our will, am I right? See, it ain't your will. You got to go back to the book to resolve that. So what you saying, my brother, when you saying that, when I see situations like this here, well, number one, if a woman violates the principle of God, number one, not to respect her husband. She don't respect herself. Did y'all hear what I just said? Because see, number one, you're not going to respect God until you respect yourself. And you ain't going to respect your husband until, number one, you respect God. Right? Am I right? And all what you're going to do, it, you got to go back to the word and submit, right? Submit. How many times? I pray this prayer all the time. Lord, keep me humble. I do it all the time. Lord, just let thy will be done. You know why? Because I'm human. I get a little haughty. I get on myself sometimes. I get to thinking I'm someone that ain't nothing. I do. See, I get on that little iPad and I get to click, 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 click. Y'all know, you get a little fancy sometimes, don't we? See, we got to be brought down a notch or two, don't we? Am I right? See, I remember one time, and it's been a long, long time ago, I would walk around, whatever you want. Y'all remember that song? Oh, it's all right with me. I used to say, like that same way. It's the whip of pee. And I was just singing that song. And dog came to me and said, I don't say what she said, but start with the end. What's wrong with you? Have you lost your mind, Blake? She had to pull me back down. Amen. She had to snatch me back down. Amen. See, we all get that sometimes, am I right? See, But you just got to let the word of God, man, amen. You just got to let authority work, amen. Well, ain't nothing worse than one getting out of hand. Eve was out of hand. Eve was out of hand. Amen. See, and the devil knew it. And that's the reason why the devil went that way. Because I believe that maybe if the devil went through Adam's way, it might not happen. You understand what I'm saying? See, the devil knows which way to go. See, and that's the reason why you both need to twain together. You both need to cleave together so you'll be on the same wavelength so the devil ain't going to penetrate neither way. You understand what I'm saying? See, but you got one. See, you say, somebody in the house ought to have good sense. One can be a fool, but that's a wrong answer too. Somebody said, Lord, somebody ought to have some good sense. Y'all know what I'm talking about. But that's a wrong answer too. Am I right? You both ought to have good sense. Amen. Because you both are Christians. Amen. And you both are guided by God's word. And see, and that's the whole point that we're saying. I ain't going to never finish well. It'll be well for 13. I got to move, man. Y'all understand what I'm saying? But see, here we go again. You can't have that if you don't have that abasing spirit. The seed just ain't going to come. I'm telling you, man, it ain't going to come when conflict is there or when animosity is there. That conflict robs you of everything. You understand what I'm saying? And it ain't going to happen. See, and that's the point. Go ahead, Sean. Good. Lust. 1 John 2:15. Yeah. Yes, sir. That's it. Yes, sir. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. But see, that's the whole thing that we're saying. See, lust is nothing but desire. It's a desire that don't match up with the spirit. It's contrary. See what you just said? Read that one more time that you just read in Genesis that it was pleasant. Read that one more time. See, read that one more time. Because James says the same. I mean, John, 1 John 2:15, he said the same thing. Read that one more time. No, not that. Go back to Genesis. I want you to read that one more time. Those three six. I want you to see that because see, you know one thing. Why are you going there? See, ain't it good that we can see Romans 15:4? What's all things are written four times for our learning. See, we can see what happened. And we can see how it happened. And if it happened for her, it can happen to us. So those are the things that we need to learn to stay away from. Read what it says. So, pleasant, desire. See that? See that? That's the whole thing. What we see, we desire, right? See, lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, pride of life. She saw it, it was pleasant. She took it. You understand what I'm saying? See, David did the same thing, didn't he? Didn't he do it? See, and we can go throughout the Bible. Am I right? People who see, and it was pleasant. See, that's the reason why the Bible says, avoid, come, see, touch. See, we have to do these things, see, if truth, authority, go work in our life. Man.